People once called it the triangular trade. European ships went to Africa, then carried slaves to the Americas. That formed a triangle on the map. The Netherlands was once a great sea power and played a significant role in this trade. Now two women and a podcast are transforming the Dutch conversation about history and race. Joanna Kakissis has their story.
Peggy Bauva was relaxing at home in the port city of Rotterdam when she got a phone call that surprised her.
A white journalist wanted to do some research about the slavery and her family history. There was some kind of connection between her family history and my family history. This was the first time that I spoke with a white person about slavery and their connection with it.
Bauva's parents are from Suriname, a country in South America that used to be a Dutch colony. Her ancestors were enslaved on a sugar plantation there. The woman on the phone, Marcia Dine, is a descendant of one of the plantation's owners.
I was a little nervous. You know, it took me some time to make that phone call.
The call was awkward for Bauva, too. She was used to white people praising the era between the 16th and 19th centuries, when the Dutch thrived as sea traders, funding Amsterdam's canals and the golden age of Rembrandt and Vermeer. Bauva noticed that school books barely mentioned that Dutch ships also carried more than 500,000 people to be sold in the Americas.
I think it was a very small paragraph. A kind of, yes, there was something like slavery, but let's skip to the next chapter.
Dine told Bauva she wanted to know everything.
We know so little about this period of time, and we know so little about the experience of those who were enslaved and their descendants. And we don't see ourselves, we white Dutch people, we don't see ourselves as part of that history.
Ja, dan kom je niet echt tot de waarheid, zeg
nee,
maar, bedoel je.
Nee.
Dine en Bauva dug into their history for 2 years.
Ik ben ergens aan begonnen en nu kan ik niet meer terug.
And created a popular 8-part podcast called The Plantation of Our Ancestors.
En dit is aflevering 1 van De Plantage van Onze Voorouders.
There are some searing moments, like Bauva's despair when she sees her ancestors listed as inventory, their names simply crossed off when they died. Or Dine's unease as she tries to find out how much her own ancestor, who never visited Suriname, knew about the plantation she partly owned. The women soon realized they were facing issues most of the country was avoiding. Peggy Bauva speaks first.
People feel uncomfortable when you speak out a certain way, and especially when you know a lot of details about the history and they don't, they usually
tense up. They get all tense.
Yes.
We don't have a way of having this uncomfortable conversation. And that, to me, was a challenge, to find a way to be a bit more comfortable about the discomfort.
And toch. De fraaie restauratie is een
in the podcast, the women travel to Suriname to visit the old sugar plantation. An oil refinery is there now. Dine meets Bauva's extended family, including an uncle named Kenneth, who wants the Dutch government to apologize for slavery.
Zou het u iets waard zijn als ik verontschuldigingen aanbood?
Jawel, zeker.
Dine asks him if an apology from her would mean anything. It would, he says, and explains that he grew up hearing how badly his ancestors were beaten.
Ik voel toch soms die zwepen.
He told her, sometimes I can even feel the whippings. Dine recalls how that exchange left her speechless.
The past was so close for him. And to say sorry fell so short. That was such a small word for such a big tragedy. I felt too small, actually, to do that. It felt more sincere to just sit with that feeling of sadness and not take it too personally.
Bauva watched silently as her friend began to cry. She said later that this moment felt bigger than a verbal apology.
If you don't acknowledge that you've damaged someone, it's difficult to heal. And I think as a nation, this is a journey that we have to join together if we want to have a future.
Planters.
Oh.
The plantation of our ancestors stunned Amsterdam City Councilman Simeon Blom.
I said, oh my God, that's my family.
His ancestors were also enslaved on the plantation. Blom's related to Peggy Bauva. He grew up in southeast Amsterdam, where the government began housing families from the former colonies in the 1970s.
I was 6, 7, 8, and I saw already, why are all the people in my neighborhood poor? Why do you have a lot of broken families? Does the society believe in us? It was so cynical, and I felt it.
He says Bauva and Dine are better at talking about the racist legacy of colonialism than most Dutch politicians.
The reason why we don't talk is because of the feelings of shame. I cannot use feelings of shame. For me, as a descendant of enslaved people, it's about just telling the story so we all know what the history is and we all know how it is linked to our current society.
Prime Minister Mark Rutte says apologizing for slavery would polarize society. The city of Amsterdam disagrees and will present a formal apology in a ceremony next year. Blom says what's more important is what comes next.
After the apology comes a reparation. And I'm not talking in the sense of paying me, but a reparation in real, real, real changes.
Historicus Carmen Fata Black wil daar verandering in brengen.
The podcast's Volgens last episode covers reparations.
Ik denk niet dat we moeten onderschatten hoeveel het betekent.
In one scene, a historian explains that reparations should go into mending societies that have been warped by slavery. Dine tells me this cannot happen without white Dutch people understanding colonial history and
really feeling part of it and not feeling it's the history of, you know, the people from Suriname, but the people from Holland.
Bauva wants to hear that from Dutch leaders.
They never acknowledged the damage that they've done. It's very difficult for some people to even talk about it.
But she says she wants them to try, and she's got a podcast to recommend. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis.